Absolutely, Paddy. Well, we know ourselves that we didn't perform in last year's Ulster Championship. Ideally, we'd have loved to have won back-to-back Ulster titles after winning it in 2009, but that obviously didn't happen for us. But definitely, after winning against Donegal, now we're really looking forward to Ulster final on Sunday and hoping to bring back another Ulster title to Tyrone.
A remarkable semi-final. 12 goals scored, 6 for Tyrone, 6 for Donegal. Issues there perhaps in terms of defending, and I'm sure that's something that you've all looked at since that victory.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I suppose anybody that was at the game against Donegal would have seen it was a wonderful spectacle for ladies football, and probably one of the best championship matches there has been in recent years for sure. But again, we conceded 6 goals, so we've really tightened in on that in our training focus and shutting out any goal chances and closing down the middle. But on the other side of that coin, we also managed to score 6 goals, and at the end of the day we outscored them, so we were very happy with our own performance then in the end.
The scoring prowess of Tyrone can't be disputed. Gemma Begley's outstanding this year once again, but you're coming up against the Monaghan side with one or two very good scoring aces too.
Both defences will have to be at their best, I suppose, on Sunday, because both teams have an absolutely excellent forward line. So it really will come down to whoever has the best defence, whoever come out on top on Sunday.
Losing on Sunday Neve wouldn't be the end of the world for this Tyrone side, of course, as she's proved last year, but surely winning an Ulster title is very important.
Well, there isn't a lot of Ulster medals in Tyrone, Ulster Senior Championship medals. I know myself, I have just the one that we won in 2009, and a lot of girls are in the same boat, so it's always nice to definitely to build on great success then and move on into a quarter final. But as you say, at the end of the day, it's not the be all and end all, as proven last year when we came through the back door and ended up in All-Ireland final due to those extra games, which really stood us in the long run.
Overall though, Niamh, things are going well.
Yes, definitely, the training has been going great and the girls have all had a great attitude towards training, and everybody's really looking forward now to Ulster final on Sunday.
Tyrone captain Niamh Woods, and of course Tyrone are managed by Martina Dillon. She's ably assisted by Rory McCann, by Aidan Connolly, and of course by Barry Grimes. All four have enjoyed success at provincial level with Tyrone in the past, and for Dillon herself, being back at St Tiernach's Park in Clonus on Sunday is a good place to be.
Yep, definitely a good place to be. I think any time you're in an Ulster final, it's where you want to be. It's where you strive to be as a team and as a management as well, so we're very happy to be there. We're not really paying too much attention to it being our first year. We're just happy to be getting there, and we'll worry about Sunday when it comes.
Tyrone, of course, missed out last year in an Ulster final appearance, and that was a bit of a surprise, but it didn't seem to affect things. They pushed on to an All-Ireland decider.
Yeah, I think, you know, getting to the Ulster final is important, and we've already stressed that to the girls. We've looked at our long-term goals, and getting to the Ulster final and winning it is one of them, and then pushing all into the All-Ireland series. So I know that last year, while the team didn't make it to the All-Ireland final, or sorry, didn't make it to the Ulster final, it didn't hinder them in the long run. We know that the Ulster final is important, but we also know that when you go to the All-Ireland series, there is a second chance.
Big task ahead on Sunday, though, against the Monaghan team that you've had a bit of history against this year. Of course, 2 big losses in the National League and the Dowd Cup. But do you take anything from those games, those losses?
Well, yes, it definitely is. You know, it's a big game on Sunday. Anytime you play Monaghan at any game, whether it's an Ulster final or a first round of Ulster or an All-Ireland series, it's a huge game. We know that we've played them twice already this year, and on both occasions they were flying. The National League game was the most recent appearance. To be honest, we know that at the start of the National League, we didn't have the players all training collectively. We had normally 23, 24 out training with 6 or 7 injuries for the first 2 to 3 National League games. And when we went out to play Monaghan that day, we had at least 4 to 5 girls who couldn't hog out with injuries. So we know that while they did defeat us that day, we're not reading an awful lot into it. I said to the girls at the time that I felt that they were 6 or 7 weeks ahead of us in preparation, 6 or 7 weeks ahead in fitness and everything else, and it showed on the pitch. But the National League has done wonders for us in bringing us on in our fitness, in our mental preparation, in the girls' own belief and the togetherness of this team. So, you know, we feel now that we've caught up, and on Sunday we'll be going there not just to make up numbers but to push and win this final.
Is there a possibility perhaps that Greg McGonigal has them peaking too soon?
Well, it's always a danger that if you start off well and, you know, you're winning all your games by big margins, there people are going to say that you're you know, that you're out there in front and that, you know, you're peaking too soon. But listen, that's for Monaghan. Monaghan aren't really what they do in their training and what way they win their games and how they've been playing is their own concern. What I'm concerned about is our team and how we do and how we've been preparing. So, you know, I'm not about to make any aspirations on whether Monaghan have peaked yet or not. We know that come Sunday afternoon anyway, they're going to be 100% ready for us and that they're going to give it everything. And, you know, there'll be no talk about who has peaked. At the end of the day, you know, any team, anytime you face Monaghan in an Ulster final, it's going to be a damn hard game.
How ready is this Tyrone team?
We're very ready. We couldn't ask for any better preparation. The 29 to 30 players have been training now solidly for the last 6, 8, 10 weeks. A lot of club football behind them as well, which has stood to them and made them sharper. So, you know, we couldn't ask for any better preparations. We've no injuries at the minute that we're concerned about. Every player is training. Every player is putting in 110%. And we know that called upon, we could ask any of those players to go on and we'd be happy that they'd be there to do a job for us.
The first time maybe too you've had everybody available this season.
Yes, it would probably be the first time. You know, we had a couple of knocks going into the Donegal game. Sarah Donnelly picked up a quad injury on the Tuesday night before that game. Ailish Gormley, you know, had a knee injury that just was starting to come around, and Linda Donnelly also had a hamstring problems. They're only starting to resolve. So now, 3 weeks further down the line, both those girls are back fully training. Sarah Connolly has an off 3 weeks training over her, and Sarah Donnelly has recovered fully. So for the first time, we're going in 100% fit with everybody available.
Would you be concerned, Martina, that despite the fact you scored 6 goals, you conceded 6 in that semi-final, albeit some of those goals absolutely spectacular?
Well, I think any time that you concede 6 goals, it's a worry. And I think the girls have addressed that and we've looked at it as a management team. But we're not, you know, looking into it too fully. You know, we've went out with the attitude that, you know, if you're conceding that amount of goals, you have to be scoring more than the opposition. And to score 6-17 in any game is very special. So while Donegal did score 6 goals and a couple of them were very, very good goals, we also had a couple of gems of our own from Gemma Begley. So, you know, ideally, yes, we don't want to be conceding 6 goals on Sunday or anywhere near it, but our forward line is ticking over very well and they're scoring well and they're working well together, and our midfield unit's there as well with great support from the halfbacks. So we know that we can produce 6-17 or more on any given day, and if you're going to do that and you have faith and confidence and belief in that, then you're going to beat any team.
And on a personal level, you've enjoyed success with the Tyrone Miners at Ulster level. You're well aware of the big occasion. You'll not treat this game any differently than any other, will you?
No, we'll not be treating it any differently. And I know that I've been in 3 Ulster minor finals and 1 All-Ireland minor final with county teams. So I know what's expected on a big occasion. But, you know, to be with a senior county team is another level again. But we're not going to get too much into it. We're not going to bog the girls down with, you know, too much detail as well. We don't want people to be going out nervous. We don't want people to let the occasion get to them. You know, it's another game for us. Yes, there's a trophy at the end of the line. But, you know, the girls know what the game plan is and know what the job they have to do, and they're going to go out and just treat this like a normal game. There will be a wee bit of extra special edge to it because it's Monaghan and it's a final, but I think that the girls will flourish under that pressure. I don't think that they'll find it that it'll hold them back any.
You're well focused, Martina, yourself?
Yeah, definitely. On a personal level, myself and the 3 boys, we're just so excited about the game. You know, I know myself that, you know, you can have nerves and in the build-up, and the players probably will have nerves, but from our point of view, we just can't wait to get going. We can't wait to get at it. Clonus at 3:30 on Sunday couldn't come quick enough, and I think for all of us, the girls and the management themselves, just the excitement and the, you know, the desire to get going is there among us all.